In this southern Iranian town of Farza, protesters clambered onto the gates of the local governor's offices, eventually tearing them open as anger over the cost of living crisis boils over. Elsewhere in Farza, this verified video shows security forces shooting live rounds into the crowds. Although one protester was reportedly killed, authorities have denied anyone was hurt and said that four people were arrested in Farza. Iran's Attorney General issued a warning against any potential violence.
Any attempt to turn economic protests into a tool for insecurity, destruction of public property, or implementation of scenarios devised abroad will be inevitably met with a legal, proportionate, and firm response.
The government's announcement of a last-minute national holiday on the 31st of December only further exacerbated unrest.
In Iran, no one is falling for this so-called holiday, which has forced banks, schools and universities to close. It's been done to try and stop this movement of anger. But we can see that despite it, Iranians are still taking to the streets, even if it means risking their lives.
The demonstration started in the Tehran Bazaar on Sunday, amid an economic crisis that has engulfed the country, due to the dramatic devaluation of Iran's currency, which slid to 1.4 million riyals to the US dollar on Tuesday. And in December, inflation reached 52% year on year.